Kids camp leaders are used to having to adapt to things like stormy weather. But over the last week, they've been dealing with a new challenge as drifting wildfire smoke has created unhealthy air quality. That's pushing summer camps indoors. It's Wednesday, August 6th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Courtney Everett in for Alex Crow. Coming up, a federal agency has granted approval for northern Wisconsin energy projects under a fast-tracked permitting process. And we hear from a young artist in Madison. Stay with us.
Hi there, it's Rachel Martin from NPR News. I am proud to work with stations around the country, including WPR, to bring you news that you can trust. We search out the backstory, give voice to the diversity of our nation, question along with you, and share moments of beauty, moments of joy. This comprehensive reporting is possible thanks to listener contributions. Be a part of this important work when you give at WPR.org. Thanks.
After days of poor air quality in Wisconsin, summer camp leaders are adapting their activities to keep kids safe. Anna Marie Yanni has more.
Ethan Staley is the owner and director of Madison Swim and Gym Summer Camp. Each summer, they run day camps with outdoor activities for dozens of children ages 5 to 12. But he says recent air quality warnings brought by wildfire smoke have prompted his team to enact the same protocols they do on rainy or stormy days.
I wish it was more groundbreaking, but we bring the kids inside and we just look at the weather reports throughout the day.
Officials with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency say that's a good thing. They consider all children to be, quote, sensitive to wildfire smoke because of their developing lungs and tendency to be active. American Camp Association guidance says all camps should have a plan for poor air quality days. Anna Marie Yanni, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A University of Wisconsin-Madison economist says he expects the trend of manufacturing job losses will continue to hurt states like Wisconsin. Revised job data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics showed the country has lost manufacturing jobs for the past 3 months. Menzie Chin is an economics professor at the UW-Madison's La Follette School of Public Affairs. He says President Donald Trump's tariffs have created uncertainty in the economy, making businesses less likely to take risks.
Uncertainty about what's going to happen in the future stops investment, stops hiring, you know, that might otherwise have taken place. And so once again, even if we didn't have any more tariffs, the uncertainty that has propagated through the system is going to depress, you know, manufacturing activity.
State-level data on manufacturing will be released later this month. Chin says even if it shows an uptick in manufacturing jobs, he expects the long-term decline to continue. A federal agency has granted approval for northern Wisconsin energy projects under a fast-tracked permitting process. As Daniel Kading reports, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is speeding up approvals after President Donald Trump declared a national energy emergency.
In June, the Army Corps issued a notice to proceed for a proposed $1 billion gas-fired power plant in Superior. Last month, the Corps followed up with a wetlands permit for the Nemadji Trail Energy Center, or NTEC. Around 28 acres of wetlands would be affected as part of building a transmission line and natural gas pipeline for the project. Superior Mayor Jim Payne says it's no surprise the Trump administration granted the permit, but he says it won't matter.
I'm sure they're pleased about that, but this is a dead project. There is no meaningful path to construction for NTEC.
The city has denied local approvals, and utilities still need state permits. The plant's owners say they're weighing next steps. The Corps has also granted approval to an XL transmission line project in northern Wisconsin. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Dane County residents are keeping a running inventory of what they're calling remarkable trees. As Sarah Lear reports, they're using a crowdsourced map to help people explore the outdoors.
Arborist Jeremy Kane walks through a forested area near the Mendota Mental Health Institute in Madison and stops near one of the largest sugar maples in the state. With branches spreading more than 100 feet wide, Kane says it's older than the state of Wisconsin.
I would estimate between 200 and 400 years old. So it's just a remarkable tree in a lot of ways.
The tree is one of many that's been added to a new online map called the Remarkable Trees of Dane County. Members of the public can submit photos and descriptions of their favorite trees. Some, like the sugar maple, are especially big or old. Others have strange shapes or personal significance to the people who submit them. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
After the break, radio producer Alexandra Salmon shares her conversation with a young rap artist. Stay with us.
Current and emerging issues with a decidedly Wisconsin point of view.
Hearing new voices and new discoveries about something I never knew existed in Wisconsin.
It was just kind of one of the best ways I could ever characterize, like, my mom's like endearing love for me over a plate of my favorite food.
Wisconsin Today, weekday mornings at 9 on WPR News.
It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about a young artist whose creative journey is just beginning.
When radio producer Alexandra Salmon first saw Sadella Yancey rap at a summer night concert in Madison, she was mesmerized by the musician's talent. She admired her stage presence as she performed the classic Diggable Planets song, Rebirth of Slick, Cool Like That, with her family. Salmon set out to meet Yancey to talk about what it's like to be a young artist.
My name is Sadella Yancey, and I am 10 years old.
So what I'm trying to understand is, because I have no musical talent at all, so I am amazed by people like you who do. And so I want to know what it is like when you are rapping and you're in the middle of that. How would you describe that experience?
I would describe that experience by, like, thinking of the things that first come to my head and just, like, making them make sense and putting, like, the words together that makes, like, a rhythm and makes it flow. We be the chocolates, taps up our raps. She innovates at the sweetest catnaps. He at the funk club with the vibrate. Them, they be crazy down with the fob plate.
Okay, so pace is a big part of it.
Yes. You have to, like, be able to not, like, stutter, and you have to make sure that you put that you don't, like, make pauses in your words. Had to consume a baby just like juice. If it's a, then we'll lift it off the plastic, the babes will go splastic.
Wow, so you must be thinking pretty quick when you're rapping.
Yes, I do. A little too quick. Cool like that, cool like that, cool like that, we out.
So is it different then from your normal sort of pace of how you think just throughout the day? I mean, does it feel faster when you're rapping?
Yes, way, way faster, because I'm a slow thinker when it comes to other things, but I have the song memorized, so it's, like, easier to remember it because I have it, like, jotted down in my brain, like it's on a replay.
What do you think that adults could maybe better understand about what it's like to be a young artist?
I feel like older people should understand that I don't really know how to make my own raps yet. Personally, it took me about, like, 3 weeks to memorize the rap that I did. So you can't just do a rap and then think that you can do, like, another one in, like, one day, because it takes a lot longer to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you tell me about kind of how you are just in general and versus your stage presence?
When I'm on stage, I just feel an excitement, and it's nice, because I sometimes get to go in the studio with my cousins and my uncles and my dad, and it just, like, makes me think, like, this is how it's going to be on stage. This is so cool. At first, when they were telling me about how many people were going to be in the crowd when we were practicing in the studio, I was scared, but when I got up on stage, it was, like, a lot of people, like, they love me. and they were just like surprised because I came out of the back after my dad was done after his rap, and it was really cool, and I just felt like I could embrace myself. I'm cool like that, I'm young like
that, I'm smart like that, I'm chill like that. Alexandra Salmon brought us that conversation with artist Sadella Yancey of Madison. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to catch every Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum. Taking a look at weather today, cloudy and chances of drizzle with temperatures expected in the low to mid 80s. And then tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers possible late and temperatures expected to reach low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms likely in the morning, muggy and mixed skies later. More storms are also possible at night. And then the weekend, hot and humid with possible showers on Saturday and Sunday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm Courtney Everett, in for Alex Crow. Our producers today were John Davis and Deneen Smith. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.